Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm joined here this morning by Lori Lopez, and it is our honor and our privilege to lead the people of God in worship today, to appoint our minds' affections and our minds' attentions toward a living God, a beautiful Savior. And I pray that as we begin today and as we continue worshiping for the days afterward, that you would, the church would be edified, that the lost would hear and know that that we have a God that is worthy to be praised. It's been a little while since have done the podcast. We have, just over the past couple of months, have focused attentions just on some other projects that the Lord has directed us to do, just in regard to recording. There's been several recording projects over the past month, but through some people who have been listening, the Lord spoke very clearly that we need to start this back up. And so I want to start out this morning. I just want to read of some scriptures that tell of the strength of God. Tell of the strength of God and the ways that He strengthens His people, and in the ways today, as you go throughout your day, that He will and is strengthening you. Let's start in Psalm 28. Psalm 28, verses 6 through 9. A psalm of David. These are his words. Let these be your words this morning. May the Lord be praised, for He has heard the sound of my plea. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart rejoices, and I will praise Him with my song. The Lord is the strength of His people. He is a stronghold of salvation for His anointed. And listen to these four things that David asked of the Lord. These four things, he says in verse 9. Save your people, bless your possession, or bless your inheritance, which is us. Shepherd them and carry them forever. I'm going to read that again. It says, save your people, bless your possession, shepherd them and carry them forever. You know, today, as I read these things, I can see in my life to where the Lord does these things in my life every day. As a child of God, and as we're abiding in Jesus, He does these things to us. He saves us daily. He lavishes His blessings upon His church. He leads us in the way that we should go. He shepherds us. And ultimately, and securely, and eternally, He will carry us. It says in Romans 16, going into the New Testament, you know, and because I was thinking about this, how does the Lord strengthen us today? What are the things that He uses to strengthen us? I think we can find the answer here in verse 25. The words of Paul, it says, now to Him who has power to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation about Jesus Christ. It says that He has the power to strengthen us according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that is the way that the Lord strengthens us every day. It is through the gospel. It is through the lens of the good news that we have been given. It says in 1 Thessalonians 3 that He will strengthen our hearts. The Lord will strengthen our hearts so that we will be blameless and holy in the presence of God until Jesus comes. He strengthens our hearts through the gospel. My prayer is today that we would see ever more clearly the good news of Christ, that we would respond in worship to the gospel, that every time we come before the Lord, that we would be reminded of the gospel's power to save those who will believe, and the gospel's power to lead us, to give us a power that comes through the Spirit, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power to carry us through every situation in life, to carry us through our weakness and through our struggles, to give us hope for the future, and direction for today. Jesus, we love you today. Thank you for the power that is found in the gospel and your sacrifice, Jesus. Today we look with unblinded eyes upon the riches that you give us and the ways that you strengthen us. Lord, we are humbled, Lord, because we know of our weakness naturally. Jesus, we know of our struggles with sin naturally. Lord, brother, we know regardless of these things, in spite of these things, Lord, you give us strength. Lord, you give us direction. Lord, and we will worship when we are humbled. You put joy in our hearts and a new song in our mouth. Lord, as we worship today, we respond to your greatness and your strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. The Lord.
Very present.
Jesus, today we acknowledge, Lord, our bankruptcy, Lord, our weakness. Lord, just fill us with your strength. Lord, fill us with your power, Lord, so that we might better see you, that we might better serve you, that we might better know you. It is our desire today, Lord, deepen our response, God. Lord, as we come to know more about you today, as we progressively come to know more about you, Lord, may our response be deeper and richer and empowered by your Spirit. Thank you that you are always and always will be our strength, that you will carry us, and that you will shepherd us and lead us in the way that we should go. Jesus, we love you. We sing and pray in your awesome, powerful, strong name. Amen.